It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Well, yesterday we spent some time talking about bowling.
Bowling!
No other sports talk radio show in Denver was going to spend any time yesterday talking about bowling.
Hey, listen, but listen. Hey.
Hold on.
Spectacular.
It was great. And I can guarantee you, no other radio sports station talk show is going to spend time talking about what we're about to talk about, which has to do with tennis on a couple of different levels. So.
Well, at least one.
Well. So there was the announcement, Venus Williams apparently was pregnant when
Serena.
One of them. It's just a Williams sister.
No.
Serena Williams.
That's, like, Matt, that might be the most racist thing I've ever heard.
No, it has nothing to do with race.
So Serena
Williams.
Has
everything to do with the fact that I don't watch a lot of women's tennis.
Serena Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Serena Williams. I'm coughing a lung up. Sorry. I'm working hurt. What can I say? Serena Williams. Turns out.
Here, why don't I just tell it? Because I started it. Serena Williams turns out was pregnant and that she won her last Grand Slam while
Pregnant. I'll be right back. I'm sorry.
Are you done?
No, just for like a minute. I need to get a drink of water.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My kids go to daycare.
I know. They're walking germ factories. That's what children are. So Serena Williams took a picture of herself today and it was a little cryptic. It didn't have any copy really on it, but it looked like she was pregnant. 20 weeks, apparently, as we found out. But as she is 20 weeks pregnant, that makes the fact that she won her last Grand Slam while she was pregnant. As if Serena Williams wasn't pretty amazing enough, she's going to go out there and win a Grand Slam, which is very, very difficult. I don't care what level you're at. Winning championship tournaments are hard, especially at the highest level. And to win a Grand Slam when that's what everybody is shooting for, it's like, you know, the Masters or the Super Bowl. I mean, these are the things that these athletes train for and shoot for their entire lives. And she just walks out there. She's pregnant. She's like, yeah, no, I got this. It also turns out that, and I'm trying to find her name, but the young lady, the female tennis player who was suspended for 15 months, is now being reinstated. I'm actually looking that up. So there's been some tennis news happening, which is why we're now searching frantically for tennis update music, because now we have bowling music. By the way, if you didn't hear the bowling music update, do we have that, Alex? Let us remind those.
No problem.
Let us remind the listeners who didn't hear us last night what our spectacular bowling update music sounds like whenever you're ready.
And it's almost there.
It's okay. We got it. We put a lot of responsibility on Alex's shoulders because we're like, hey, get this music for us. Get this.
Laser cat bowling.
That is fantastic.
I guess the two-handed bowl is the way to bowl down this day.
What?
The two-handed bowling is the way to go these days?
Yes, apparently two-handed bowling is the way to go. So next time you hear that song, know that a bowling update is on its way. Darren said he had found a Hugh Laurie song where he expresses his love for, I think, Martina Hingis, so we may use that as our tennis update. But coming up in a few minutes, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a tournament that took place, I believe, over in Europe. And it was disrupted by something fairly
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Odd.
What'd I miss?
I reminded people that Serena Williams was pregnant.
Serena Williams, not Venus.
I said Serena.
Okay.
I said Serena.
So she won so she becomes the first woman ever to win the Australian Open pregnant.
I'm guessing.
Or as we say in the business, preggers.
As far as we know, she is. And then there's another lady who just got reinstated, the lady who was...
Sharapova.
Yeah, Sharapova's back.
Yeah, less pregnant, but cuter. Cute.
And with Serena Williams out.
Serena Williams is cute.
Might actually have a chance to win some tournaments.
Well, she is the all-time... She is the current leading major winner, active major winner, not named Williams.
Yeah, so now that Williams is out, she might be able to win some more. So, but that's not the point of this tennis update.
By the way, it was in Boca. It was in Florida.
Oh, looked European. Anyway,
kind of like Florida.
Yeah. So there's this tennis match. They're having the
Sarasota.
They're having the match, and it got disrupted by something interesting. If you would play that sound, please, Alex. Wait for
once
it.
Again.
Love 15.
Kruger has steel phone in a deficit situation.
Do you hear it?
Well, that is the most bizarre situation. I don't know how to put this, folks, but somebody's phone.
Somebody's
he
phone.
He wishes it was so. Yeah, I want that phone. My wife wants that phone.
And here comes.
And it was an adult.
Here at this
yeah, your here comes is right.
The coup de grace.
It's all over.
$15 off.
That is an all-timer.
I think this is fake, man. I feel this. I wish it was real, but I think it's fake.
I don't know how well you could pick that up at home.
I love the. He's trying to explain this away. Someone turned up the mic.
Of course he did. Listen, I was a remote engineer. I got that thing.
That's brilliant. But the end of this is what makes the whole thing
30, boring. 15.
Well, everybody was looking around to see where that was coming from, and finally. Oh, my God.
40, 15.
See, they're hearing a lot more than we are, man.
Well, everybody was looking around to see where that was coming from, and
they might have cut the last part.
They probably did. Anyway, so
I know you hated that.
No,
it
I didn't
was
hate
worth it.
It. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. I loved it. Do you know why?
I thought it was hilarious.
Because here was my first question.
Yeah.
What is going on?
That was my second question. My first.
I still hear it. It's still going.
To me, it's not even. It's the announcer that is killing me.
What is going on?
It can't be that good.
It can't be that good. That's brilliant.
That was actually the. That was actually the player.
Yeah. That was the tennis player that yelled that at the very end.
Can I tell you an old fogey story that has to totally do that with this, but doesn't have to do anything with this?
Yes, please distract us.
Okay. So I used to be a remote engineer. Mm-hmm. And I worked for a very long time with Irvin Joe.
Right.
And one of the yearly things that we would always have an opportunity to do is there's all these great opportunities that you could do with Irvin Joe that were just, you know, at least once a year you can go to Vegas. So you can hear, eventually you'll hear about my story about when I was with Irvin Joe in Vegas. Mm-hmm. As soon as I remember. But one of the other ones that we'd always go is we'd always go to the Mopar Mile High Nationals. Or as they say it in Colorado, the Mopar Mile High Nationals.
Okay.
So we were at the
Mopar Mile High Nationals.
Thanks. And all of a sudden, all of the TVs turned to like closed circuit TV.
Okay. Were you like in a press box?
We were in the press box, which is a fantastic place to be.
Didn't even know the Mopar Mile High Nationals had a press box.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Must be full, just chock full.
Not on a Friday, but on a Saturday and Sunday, it is definitely full. It's a beautiful press box, and it's right behind the start line.
Okay.
So you can watch both of them just go, and they've got TVs on either side, and they've got comfy seats. They can rock back. And
these are go-karts, right?
No,
I have no idea what a Mopar is.
Mopar is a brand of car part.
Okay.
Mile High Nationals is a quarter mile drag race. involving...
So it's like Bandimere.
The Mopar Marmol initials are at Bandimere, man.
Why don't you just say Bandimere? I know
because
what Bandimere
is. Because it's the Mopar Mile High National.
You could have said, hey, we went up to Bandimere. I know what Bandimere is. I don't know what the Mile High National
okay,
are.
The mo- okay, do you know the one time of year when any noise comes out of there but that's not music? That's what it sounds like.
People go up there every weekend, man.
Every Friday they do.
Yeah, so it's Bandimere.
Okay, but this was the Mopar Mile High Nationals.
I don't know what that means.
That means all the pros come here. You had John Forrest. You had, you know, his daughter Forrest. You had... all of them, and they were different sports motorcycles. I mean, come on, man.
You might as well be talking soccer to me.
For God's sakes, man. There's okay, if you were going to go to one sporting
event. Do I wear a cowboy hat? Do I drink Pabst? I do not watch
racing. It has nothing to do with Pabst. I'm telling you that the quarter mile, okay, can you do a quarter mile in less than 4 seconds?
If I had a car that went that fast, probably. Just
no, you wouldn't because you'd be peeing in your pants and the electrical would go out.
I'd hang on for dear life and floor it.
So anyway, we were at the Mopar Mile High Nationals on a Friday with Irv and Joe, old people.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, all the TVs went on.
Okay.
And the next thing we know, we saw two people from Mopar Mile High Nationals. Baile.
Dancing?
Yes, you can say that.
Horizontal polka?
No, it was vertical.
Oh.
At least half of it was. Way! So, you know, it's not anything new to see people having sex at sporting events. But we have a game coming up. I've got a game.
Oh, okay. So we're done with that? All right. Excellent.
I've got a game.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. Lucifer.